Let's begin. We're up to page Kuf Resh Samach He. The last halacha in the laws of Erev Tavshilin. Resh Samach He, page Simon Kuf Beis, Halacha Zayin. On the bottom of Resh Samach He, Im Chal Yom Tov B'Yom He U'B'Yom Vav, if Yom Tov is on Thursday, Friday, which means you must make the Erev on Wednesday. V'niskar b'yom he, and you remember on Thursday, you forgot to make the Erev Tavshilin. Shlo yasa Erev Tavshilin. So you have hope. There's still a solution. What's the solution? You can make an Erev al Tanai. Now the kids of Shulchan Aruch, the Rebbe Chizki, says you can even make a bracha. The Mishnah Berura disagrees. If I'm not mistaken, he disagrees. Hold, you should not make a bracha. But the takana was to make the Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday. It's now Thursday. And the Kitz Shulchan Aruch is extremely lenient. You can make it on Thursday, on Yom Tov itself, and you make a bracha, and you make a tnai, and you say as follows. If today is Chol, then I'm making the Erev Tavshilin on a day of Chol, like I'm supposed to. And if today is Kodesh, I don't need to make the Erev Tavshilin at all. There's no purpose in making the Erev Tavshilin. So that's the tonight. V'nitzka b'yem hei shalo yasa Erev Tavshilin yachol lasas hayom v'yivorech es habracha. The achar kach, and afterwards yom you should say im hayom kodesh, if today is kodesh, ein itzach lasas Erev, because that tomorrow is choyl. And if tomorrow is chol, I can prepare lechatchila from chol to Shabbos. V'yim hayoyim chol. And if today is chol, so that's the takon of Chazal. So tomorrow is Yom Tov. A Yom Tov, you're not allowed to prepare for Shabbos unless you make an Erev. So today is the day of chol. Before Yom Tov, I'm making an Erev in advance. Hayom chol b'hadein eruva b'chulu period. Avol b'rosh Hashanah goes without saying. Rosh Hashanah ein yochol las. You cannot do so because Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichta. It's one long day. You cannot make an Erev. You cannot prepare. Both days are Kodesh. And you're not allowed to make an Erev on a day that is Kodesh. But again, halacha l'maisa, you don't make a bracha. The Mishnah Berura says Savag Brachas Lahakel. Not everyone agrees that Chazal allowed you to make the takana was to make the Erev on Wednesday when it's Vaday Chol, not to make the Erev on a day that's Safik Chol, Kodesh, and therefore you should make the Erev without making a bracha. Okay, now we go to Kuf Gimel. We learn the Simon, and after we learn the Simon, I'm going to go in the next photo, next copy. I'm going to jump ahead. We're going to skip to laws of Purim, since the laws of Purim are only in Shulchan and Kitz Shulchan Aruch, not that so far ahead. So we'll first do the laws of Purim, and then we'll come back, and then it'll right away goes to the laws of Pesach. Okay, but let's first, already we have this printout. Let's do at least one Simon. Simon Kuf Gimel, Dine Simcha Siyam Tov. Bo Yudal Sifim, the Shem Shemitzvah Lechabed Es HaShabbos L'Angoy, to honor Shabbos and to enjoy Shabbos, Kach Mitzvah Lechabed Kol Yomim Tovim Ula Angon Shenemar Likdoish Hashem Chubo. The Holy of Hashem is honored. The Chol Yomim Tovim Nemar Bochem Mikva Kodesh. All of the Yom Tovim, it says the word Mikva Kodesh. So therefore, we apply this pasuk Likdoish Hashem Mechubad. We have a mitzvah to be mechabed all of the days of Yom Tov. Base Ezehu Kovid. What is Kovid? Zeh Shomer Rabbi Simon Zalman Levracha Shemitzvah Al Adam Legaleach BeErev Yom Tov to take a haircut. Kedesh Leikonis Leregel Kishuhu Minuvol. V'chein Mitzvah Lirchoitz Bechamin to wash hot water. V'lochof Roshay to comb your hair. V'lidl Tziponov to remove your nails. BeErev Yom Tov Kumay BeErev Shabbos. So Mitzvah Lolish Pas BeBeisoy BeErev Yom Tov. Mitzvah to bake bread BeErev Yom Tov L'chvad Yom Tov Kumay BeErev Shabbos. And also lechol b'yom tov ben haminchol lemalo k'moy b'yom Shabbos k'day she ye'ochel sudas yom tov l'te'avon. So you should eat the yom tov meal in a state of with an appetite. So after mincha ketana, mincha gedola, lechatchil a person is not supposed to have a meal. One may snack, but one may not have a meal. V'imchal erev yom tov b'Shabbos yoychal sudas shlishis k'day de mincha ketana. If Sunday is Yom Tov, so then it says that a person should eat the Shalashudas meal early, so he'll have a Te'avon for the Yom Tov meal. V'chein adin b'Yom Tov Rishon Shehu Erev Yom Tov Sheni, 2 days Yom Tov, you should not have a lavish meal after Mincha Gedola, so that you have a Te'avon for the second meal, the Yom Tov meal at night. Okay, there is no Indian. Okay, let's go further. Let's see on the bottom. Al Aleph, Lirchoitz Bechamin, Ein Reis Shmuel. That a person should go to mikvah. Okay, there are many madregas in going to mikvah. Some people only go to mikvah on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, everyone goes to Yom Kippur. That the reason why you go to mikvah on Yom Kippur is for one, so it's tshuva. A Baal tshuva in Shulchan Aruch says he must go to Rachmanos on a person, the terrible averis. And he does tshuva. Part of the process of doing tshuva is to go to mikvah. Every Yom Kippur, we all go to mikvah, midin balei tshuva. And that's why we dip three times, it says in Mishnah Berurah, keneged chotasi avisi poshati. Going to mikvah Friday, there's no purpose, there's no inyan of doing tshuva. You can do tshuva, but that's not the reason. It's called tosefes kedusha. And to elevate yourself to a higher madrega of kedusha. So the next best thing, if after going Yom Kippur, is to go on the shalosh regalim, including Rosh Hashanah, and even bizman hazeh, the gam bizman hazeh chayiv adam l'taratz meberegel. Now during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, a person had no choice; you had to retire yourself because the mitzvah of shalmei chagiga on the shalosh regalim. There's a mitzvah to eat besar kachim, to eat meat of a karban, and the only way you can eat a carbon is if you are tar. So therefore there's a mitzvah, a person has to go have the paraduma water spilled upon him, and he has to wait the 7 days, and he has to go to mikvah and be tar. Bizman hazeh we don't have shalmei chagiga, so one can argue there's no purpose in going to mikvah, being matar yourself. Anyway, we're all tamei mason. So what's the purpose of going to mikvah? To be matar from tumas keri. So the answer is no. Paiskim say there is still in the air that there's some residual halacha of tahara, and a person should do the best that he can. Even a dead, one of the reasons why a dead body, why in the world are they tovel a dead body in the mikvah? What's the purpose? There's no greater tumah than tumas mace. So what are they going to retire the mace in the mikvah? There's a tumas keri. The tumas keri is why they are tovel a body in the mikvah. So madach the metar, the body, which is mamish, tumi mace, that's the greatest form of tumah itself. Allah has come, a living person that does not have that tumah certainly has an advantage of having tahara by going to mikvah. Ayin sham b'sri tshuva, uver heitev, sheherichu b'zeh v'ayin b'shut shalomeshu v'pivagadim, period. Okay, next halacha gimel. Ezehu oinek, what is called pleasure. On Pasuk Beis, we learned about kavod. Kavod is taking a haircut. Kavod is cutting your nails. Kavod is combing your hair. Kavod is going. Kavod is baking special food. What is an oinig? Zesh amru b'zichron levracha shechav lechol b'yom tov b'chol yom shtei sudas. Oinig is a double suda. It's not just enough to have food. Having food once is kavod. Having food twice is called an oinig. Achas b'layla. Now here's a very important halacha. There is no din of suda shlishis on Yom Tov. Only two sudos. On Shabbos we have three sudos corresponding to the three Shabbosos. The Shabbos Ma'aseh Bereishis, the Shabbos Matan Torah, and the Shabbos Shel Lo'aseh Lavo. So there are three sudos corresponding to those. Matan Torah, yeah. Shabbos Yismach Moshe b'Matan, the Nuschos of the Shmona Esrei correspond to these three Shabbosos. Friday night we say Ato Kidashto Esyom Hashvi, and we go on to say Vayichu Hashemayim Varetz V'Chol Tzavam. Shabbos day we say Yismach Moshe b'Matan Aschelko Ki Eved Emon Kerasto. We refer to Shabbos Matan Torah, and then the third Mincha with Ato Echad V'Shimcha Mika Amucha Yisrael Goyich Varetz is Shabbos Shel Osel Lavo. So there are three different types of Shabbosos, and therefore we have three different sudos to correspond to three Shabbos. But when it comes to Yom, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as having three different sudas. Therefore, it's a regular day, and therefore, there's a suda on the night and a suda by day. You don't have this extra Kabbalistic thing of a third suda. The Chayav L'Kadosh, and not everyone agrees to this principle. Some are of the opinion that there's also a suda shlishis on Yom Tov. But what they do is the pshar is you have an extra dish by the suda. By the suda of the meal, an extra dish that you would not ordinarily have to say this is going to be to suda shlishis, an extra dessert or an extra dish. I think I'm sure he talks about it. I saw that in the article. Maybe let's see. The chayv lekadesh aval suda shlishis ein oyhagim bo. The chayv lekadesh al yain koydim suda. You have to be mekadesh al yain before the suda. The yift sal shtei ki karis shlemos. You have to have lechem mishnah. Why? The same reason why you have lechem mishnah for Shabbos, you have lechem mishnah for Yom Tov. Because the mon did not fall on Yom Tov. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave a double portion of mon before Yom Tov. Kama b'Shabbos v'yar b'beros v'yain umig donos delicacies kifi yicholos according to a person's means. Dalit b'chol Yom Tov b'kiddush shavu'ilo imrim la'achav b'berichas shechianu al There's only one time you don't make the Shachianu, and that is Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Be'el Shvi'i Shel Pesach ve'el Shmini Atzeres. Period. But ve'el, don't make a mistake. I think Shmini Atzeres is not. It's a Yom Tov Fnei Atzma. Ve'el Shmini Shein Ruachem Shachianu Kevan Shein Regel Fnei Atzma. I'm sorry.
2 days
Pesach. V'lo shmini, of Pesach. 7 days of Pesach. She'en v'varchem shachiyenu kevin she'en regu v'nei atzma v'nei atzma. Period. V'hanoshim b'shash hadlokas aneros ein lohem l'varch shachiyenu b'shum yamtiv. They don't make a shachiyenu b'shum yamtiv. Uktsas anahagim l'varch shachiyenu. Some do make a shachiyenu. That's the whole shah. They the halacha l'maisa they do. We'll talk one second. Chutz milele shvi shilele shilele shmini shel Pesach v'loy mach. We don't make a macha, and in a chanami that's the minigolim is that women do make a shachianu, and they do make a shachianu, and they're not samech on the shachianu of kiddush. That is the common custom, and exactly is the v'loy machin. We don't make a macha, and this becomes a complication according to some poskim that it's a hefsek because they should not answer. So it's a machlokes. Some say they shouldn't, some say they should. It's not called hefsek. So this is a discussion, but it appears from what I've come across that the ruba. Minhag Olam is that women definitely do make a shachianu when they light neros for Yom Tov.
More and more rabbeim nowadays are teaching the women not to say it.
Not to say the shachianu, and to be simach on the shachianu from the men.
He's very funny in the Minhag Yisrael Torah.
Yeah.
He says that he tried to
tell his wife,
say it anymore.
But they don't listen to you. They don't
right.
listen.
He says, I told my wife not to do it, but she doesn't listen to me. Good luck to you.
Well, yeah, it was a famous story. He told his wife, and the wife said, Martanze, Christ the Thomas Austin be dear, and he said, you do say it, so I'm not listening to you.
Ooh. Tough wife, huh? Okay, so this is. Like I told you, it appears the common custom is that women do make a shachianu, and the issue then is when they make kiddush, do they say amen to the bracha of shachianu? It should be a hefsek between the drinking of the wine and the bracha of and the kiddush. Okay, halacha. Part of that's Shmis Shabbos. There's no mitzvah of simcha for the animal. I'm confusing the psukim and the seres adivers. But there's a mitzvah of simcha to beisecha. Ein beisay el ishtay. Chayiv l'sameach es ishtay ban v'chol nimlov v'chol echad koroi. Everyone has a different type of simcha. Haketanim noisdim loy egoizim umigdo nois. Children, you give an iPhone 6 and a Game Boy. Right, this is not the gematria of egoizim, not on Shabbos. But you promised them for the afikoyim. Egoizim umigdo nois nuts, umigdo nois delicacies, vahanoshim bevagotim clothing, vachshidim and ornaments, jewelry, kifiyah chalas, vahanoshim bevasav yain. Men like food. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. The only place where it says simcha v'samachta b'chagecha, nowhere in B'chotar HaKul does it say the word simcha by Shabbos. Shabbos is kovod and oinik, does not say the word simcha. Yom Tov it says the word simcha, and kovod it says kodesh hashev mechubot. We have oinik. I'm not sure we have anywhere where it says the word oinik. Oinik is only learned derech agav that if Shabbos you have oinik, so Yom Tov you have oinik as well. Maybe it's nichlal and simcha. Maybe simcha is a higher daraga of oinik. The gam big day Yom Tov you call him yosim mishal Shabbos. Some people have even more expensive clothing for Yom Tov. You have your weekday clothing, you have your Shabbos clothing, and you have such a thing, and you have special Yom Tov clothing. I'm not sure. Well, people have a custom, they buy new clothing. The first time they wear it is for Yom Tov. Yosim mishal Shabbos. Halacha vav biyom sheni shal Pesach yishlasos besudas eizes davar lezeches sudas Esther. Okay, this is a Hasidic Shemitah. It's Hungarian. He's telling us it's custom to, on the second night they have the, actually have a whole Suda by day, but at least they have on they have by the Seder they have yeshlasos besuda eizes davar an object lezecher sudas Esther shohoiso biyoyim zeh. On the second night of Pesach is when Esther, according to in Megillah is when Esther invited Achashverosh. Invited, that was the night. Balayla hahu nadud hashnas hamelach. Haman was invited the next day. He was hung the next day, the next morning.
Triangular.
Al tismach, yeah. Benefol oivecha. That's a Jewish enemy. Now when it comes But Haman, what? Haman talk, the Chassam Sefer says Haman was Jewish. Chassam Sefer says Haman was once Mordechai's slave, and a slave Yitoivel, and Chayvim Mitzvos Ki'isha. So according to the Chassam Sefer, he says Haman was Jewish. There's no question about it. He was Chayvim Mitzvos. Our worst enemies come from within. Maybe that's what it means, that B'nei Banav Shal Haman loved him from B'nei Barak. Maybe that was the S'chus. Maybe since at some point in time Haman had, and it had to be that at some point in time Haman did a mitzvah. Because if he was Mordechai's slave, Eved Kanani. What? Well, who was his wife? Was Zeresh? Was Zeresh Jewish? Was Zeresh Jewish? Nowhere does it say that Zeresh was Jewish. It says the Chazal.
I mean, it is a question. That's one version of the story.
What?
That Haman was
an Eved Kanani.
But
Haman,
that's not the only
version. He used to open up his chest. He opened up his chest to show the star, the star, the star, that Haman was his slave. Mordechai lo yichre ve lo yishtachve. Since when does the master bow down to the slave? B'yom sheni shol pesach yesh lasas besuda eze davar lezecher sudas este shechoysa b'yom ze shabo b'yom nitlo Haman, and that day Haman was hung. Now some say that Yeshua is by the Seder, because the Seder is the time of the actual Mishteh, and that following night Mordechai HaShosh could not fall asleep, and the next day by day is when the whole event unfolded. The Mishnah actually took the whole event unfolded, and he was hung from. But that second day is an important day. Zayin. B'yom Rishon shel Shavuos nohagim lechol ma'achal cholef. On the first day of Shavuos, we eat ma'achal cholef, we eat milchiks. V'yesh b'zeh kama tamim v'remes. Mincho chadosh shel Hashem b'Shavuos seichem. The Rosh Tevos of these words is mei cholef, from milk. V'yesh lechol. The famous reason really is because that Matan Torah, the most popular reason Matan Torah, they did not yet know all the laws. They had a kasha their kalim, they were given the laws of basim b'chalav, and there was not enough time for them to kash the kalim, so therefore they were in a rush, they only ate milchiks. V'yesh lechol gam acholi dvash mibnei shatara nimsh lelohem shenemar dvash v'chalav tachas l'shoynech v'kevon sh'ochlim acholi cholav tzrichim gam lechol.
The kalim is not really milchik, because if they suddenly got
no, but if it was
kalem or treif,
they're
in a chanami. Cold, so you could eat milchiks that are cold. Milchiks that are cold. Fleishiks, cold, make right, you don't need to be kasher for cold. Cold, you go to a hotel lobby and you can have a glass of diet cola with a girl. Even though, and now, oh, but they put the lemon. Oh, davar chorif, and there's a knife. Okay, let's go further. Dvash v'chav tachas l'shonev v'kevon sh'echel ma'achol l'chalav tz'richem gam kin lechol basar. Since, see, now here's a very chiddush. This is ma'achol l'chalav tz'richem. Since we're eating already milchiks, you also have to eat basar, shrei mitzvah lechol basar b'chol yom tov, because it says, v'somachta b'chagecha, ein simcha ela b'basar. So if you're going to preserve the meaning of eating milchiks, how are you going to fulfill v'somachta b'chagecha? So you have to eat both. If you have to eat both, you have to start off eating milchiks, take a break, wash out your mouth, and then eat fleishiks. Is that really required? Maybe it's sufficient to have one milchik meal at night, and by day you'll have a fleishik meal. You can fulfill. So this is a machlekes apoiskim. Some say it's okay if you have one meat meal a day, that's more than enough. Some poiskim say no, since the mitzvah is to give kavod, and kavod and oinig requires that you have two meals, and the two meals shall be done mitoch simcha, you have to bedavka, have basar, both meals, and that requires you to have a break, to start with milchiks and have a break. Everyone does what their custom is.
Now,
yes?
It's not
only be yayin, not with basar. So you can be mekel. That's a sniff to be mitzar of that. There are different opinions on that matter. If, for example, a bris mila, it's not so uncommon by some people to be makbir to have fleishiks by a bris at 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning. It's a sudas mitzvah.
Less and less now.
Yeah.
They always used to have fleishiks.
By a bris mila?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah.
But
people don't show up. You can't order.
It became already a little more popular to make a milchik meal. People, and I remember initially, because I was in the family a lot, that they occasionally had milk, except they went, whoa, you know, and now nobody goes like this already because it's becoming more common.
More common to have milk. It's too expensive.
No, because people just don't want to have chicken. I've been 8 o'clock in the morning with chicken.
Yeah.
In a restaurant.
Okay, so it goes, so if you have by a bris, a suda, you can have basar, so you can imagine those people are certainly going to be back with their basar or poultry at yomtiv both meals. Okay, whatever it is. Srichan lizosh, lo yevel de yisr, you have to be very careful, of course. Obviously, you have basar b'chol, be very careful not to be nishal and eat basar b'chol together within 6 hours. And the kalim should be separated, and a person's wash out his mouth, and all the those complex laws of basar have to be careful, we have to be adhere to well. Halacha ches. Either eating a drink on the Yom Tov is a mitzvah. Lo yehi oichel v'shoyse kol yom kulo. Person should not overdo it. Shari kvar nema atzeres laHashem elokecha. It is a day that you shall gather for Hashem. El should be a day that is focused on spiritual pursuits. The yaf al pish nema atzeres tia lochem. There's another passage that says lochem. Contradiction. Is it that atzeres a gathering, a withholding, a coming together for Hashem, or is it a coming together for you, kvar perishu rabbi sainus from levracha, that we answer the contradiction through a compromise. Chetzoy laHashem, the chetzoy lochem. Lefichach, therefore, tzrichim laasek gam b'torah. You have to also learn a little good Torah on Yom Tov. Halacha test. Chushu eichel v'shoyse chayv laHachil gam liyasim v'lamana. It says in the first of the pasuk, "Smach v'chagecha that you should not forget about liyasim v'lamana." In shor hanim ha'amololim that are suffering. Ha'um lolim, who are suffering. Shenemar, v'halevi v'hager v'ha'yosoim. Avol mi shenoyel dalsei chatzeroi v'oichel v'shoyesehu v'ishrei bono v'einu machil u'mashke laniim ulumori nefesh. Ein zo simchas mitzvah ela simchas kreisoi. Powerful words of Musar. V'al elu nemar zivcheichem kulechem kulechem oinim lohem kol oichlov yitamu. Your sacrifices are bread of mourner. Anyone that eats from it will become contaminated. Ki lachmam nafsham. Their bread is their soul. They're eating up their bodies. They're eating up their souls. They're consuming themselves. The bread is like basar meis, and basar meis is tameh. The simcha kizos kolayin hulohem is a disgrace for people that do not share their wealth with their poor neighbors. Shenemar viziresi, I will perash al peres al penechem. Peres chageichem, I will spread your waste. I will spread your waste upon your face, the waste of your festivals. So it's saying over here that the festival, the person's his festivals, he enjoys himself, does not share with his poor neighbors. Hashem will take that and spread it back upon him, throw it back to his face. Halacha yud, kishadam eichel v'yashayseh v'samech b'regel loy moshech b'yayin v'schoik v'kal, so not to overdo it. V'yorma kol mashe yosef b'zeh Yarbe b'mitzvah simcha. Anything which you add shall only be through the mitzvah of simcha, not for your personal pleasure. Ki asichlus v'asichoyik v'kalas roish ain a simcha ela hoilus v'sichlus. It's just foolishness and levity. V'loy nitzavinu al ha'hoilus v'asichlus ela al ha'simcha sheyesh ba avoides yoitzer hakol to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar tachas asher lavadato as Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav meiroiv kol. From that we learn that you have to serve Hashem b'tuch simcha. Holomarto shavoida hi b'simcha. The way to serve Hashem is besimcha. The Ev Shalavat Hashem Lomitach Schoik, Lomitach Kalasreish, Lomitach Sichus. There's no way to serve Hashem Lomitach Schoik, Kalasreish, and Mitach Sichus. Someone is Shichus, or Shichus, or the Shin, Shichus. And some say the exception is Purim. Purim, we'll discuss a little bit later, there's an Inyan of Sichok, Oz Yamole Sichok Pinu. But unfortunately, we don't know how to do it today in the right way, and that's why even that Bisman Hazeh is looked down upon. Okay, come to that a little bit later on. Halach Yir Aleph. Midas HaChasidim Asher HaShem L'Negdom Tamid, the meat of pious people who have Hashem before them always, V'chol Darchem Yodi Uhu, Be'ez, and when they all, in all their ways, they think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'ez Shem Chosam, Oz Yoyser V'Yoyser Mevorchem V'Mesh shamchim lekadosh baruch hu asher samach hasam. They give shevach v'hayidah to kadosh baruch hu. V'yoyimer ha'adu b'libo person say in his heart, be'eis simchase v'hanasa, the time when things are good, im kachu simchas olam hazeh asher hi hevel. If we're able to enjoy ourselves in this world, which we're all well aware is worthless, ki yesh acharecha tuga v'tzar, person does not live forever, and after this world just comes pain and suffering, ma'atiyah simchas olam haba hatmidis al achas kam v'kama, how much joy we'll have in the next world, she'ein acharecha tuga, there is no suffering. It's a world that is kula oruch, that is long with bracha and simcha. V'yispar lech l'shparuchu b'baruchu she'yate liboy lo'ovdoy v'lasoyz ritzoynoy b'lev sholem v'sheyismichenu b'simchas oylam v'yiskenu l'chayei ha'oylam haba lo'or p'nei melech chayim. Very powerful, beautiful words from the kids Shachnach. Halach yubes chayiv adam l'hashkiach al b'nei v'esa sh'lo yitalu b'mokam sh'yivol l'chashon l'day kalus reish b'his arvam im kalei hadas. You are responsible for the members of your family. You have to make sure they don't do things that are not proper. Rak yu kidoshim ki kadosh hayom. The day is a holy day, and it's not a time to engage in activities that are not proper. Halach yigimel. The matzoy yom tov l'chol oy l'chol hamoyed oymer b'tfila atochon antanu. So we say atochon antanu and atochonin u'mavdil alakoyis. Alva loyal aner. Ner is only Motzoi Shabbos. Why? Because that's the time when Or was created. Or Motzoi Shabbos, the reason we make a bracha Motzoi Shabbos, there's two reasons why we make a bracha Motzoi Shabbos. Number one, to show that until now it was usher to light candles, and now it's mutter. We show now the Havdalah, it was usher, now it's mutter. That does not apply to Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov you're also allowed to light Or. On Yom Tov, L'tzarech Eichel Nefesh, and L'tzarech Nefesh, for other reasons. And the second reason is that Mitzvah Shabbos is the anniversary of the Beriah of Or. Hashem planted a machshava in the mind of Adam, Mitzvah Shabbos, to rub two stones together to produce Ish, and therefore that's why you do it Mitzvah Shabbos. But if the Yom Tov is over on a Tuesday and a Wednesday, it's not the anniversary of the creation of Ish, so there's no reason whatsoever to light, to bake the brach of Borei Me'orei Ha'ish. Avoloy al aner, avoloy al habesamim. Why not? Why don't we make some reason? Why don't we make some jelly mitzvah Shabbos? The shamis her leaves. So what about Yom Tov? So this is all the Darshan and the Bali Musa tell us, because Yom Tov, the neshama yisrael of Yom Tov does not leave. Why not? Because Yom Tov you earn it. Shabbos it's easy come, easy go. Shabbos is a gift. Shabbos kivi v'kaimei. Whether you like it or not, the neshama yisrael of Shabbos comes to a person, even if he's not deserving. When Shabbos is over, the neshama yisir departs. When it departs, the person feels weak. He needs to revive his spirit through besamim. Yom Tov, the degree, the neshama yisir you earn on Yom Tov all depends on how much you prepare for the Yom Tov. If you prepare a lot for the Yom Tov, then you get a significant neshama yisir for that Yom Tov. If you don't prepare for Yom Tov, you don't get anything for Yom Tov. Therefore, since the neshama yisir you gain for Yom Tov is based upon how well you earned it, the effort you put into the Yom Tov, that neshama yisir does not leave. You take it with you, so there's no need to make a borei minei besamim. That is how at least the Darshanim and the Bali Musa explain the significance. Others will tell you simply that there's no neshama yisira. Okay, they go mamash mikotze el kotze. The Litvish Olam, the Kalta people, they'll tell you Yom Tov, there's no neshama yisira, so there's no need to make a borei minei besamim. The Chassidish, they'll tell you adraba. You get a neshama yisera, but the neshama yisera, you earned it. It's a high madrega. It stays with you. It doesn't leave. You don't have to make borei besamim.
But they don't make him some.
He doesn't leave. That's exactly the point. It doesn't leave.
First shot to make a borei besamim.
It's a zilzel. By making borei minei besamim,
what's your problem?
Not part of Havdalah. Do it afterwards. So Eda Chanami, you can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want, but it's not part of Takana Chazat. Takana Chazat to make the borei minei besamim by at the moment of Havdalah, the moment when Shabbos is over. That's a sar svarish minhag. By a bris, by a pinyin aben, by a chasana, psamim, just like you make borei agafen, in the agafen, in the agafen, there's also an inyan. But not, this is a dangerous time. This is the bracha that was established in order for to the departure of the Neshama Yisera. Either there is no Neshama Yisera for Shabbos, or there is a Neshama Yisera for Yom Tov, or there is a Neshama Yisera, but the Neshama Yisera does not depart. So this, at this moment in time, it is inappropriate to make the Neshama, to make the Bracha. Let's go further. Noihagim, but of course, now what about this common question? People always forget this halacha. What about Mitzoy Shabbos, Cholamoyed, Mitzoy Shabbos? It's Cholamoyed, and it's Mitzoy Shabbos, regular Havdalah, with Besam and with Ner. Again, it's Cholamoyed. Chol Hamoyed, Mitzoy Shabbos. You make a regular Havdalah, a regular full-fledged Havdalah. And it's a cholamoid. Okay, halacha yudalid. Nehagim laharbos ktsas beachila v'shsiya b'yom shel achar achag b'chol sholosh ugolim v'chu isru chag. The day, why? Because it's tashlumin for karbonos. The nehagim she'ein mis'anin bo, we do not fast on the day after Yom Tov, afilu chosin v'chala, b'yom chupasin v'lo yortzait, u'v'isru chag shlach achag ha'shvu uskam yitzat ha'din osu l'san espoy. Why? Because you have the next 7 days. Because l'fisha v'zman ha'shabesan v'lishal kayem, u'imchal shvu espoy. Shabbos, Hayom Tavuach HaKorbanos B'Yom Shela Acharav. The day after Shavuos is the day when you brought your Shalmei Chagiga. You're not allowed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Shavuos because Shavuos was Chal B'Shabbos. In that situation, when Shavuos was Chal B'Shabbos, so the day that you Yuchit to bring the Shalmei Chagiga was the day after Shavuos. Avol Shel Pesach V'Shel Sukkos Hayom Akriven B'Yom Rishon D'Chol HaMoed. Then they would bring the Korbanos, the Shalmei Chagiga, on the first day of Chol HaMoed, not on Isru Chag. So it's more chomer. The Isru Chag of Shavuos is more chomer than the Isru Chag of Pesach and Sukkot.
So it's really only Isru Chag after Shavuos because of Stake of the Yom.
No, we apply the rule of Isru Chag to all the Yom Tovim, by extension. Even by Stake of the Yom, yes. Even Stake of the Yom, Chutz Yaretz, we do not say Tachlin, but for sure. Anyway, it's not a game. Nisan, anyway, it's not a game, because Nisan, but what about Tishrei? It's not a game. So what is... But it seems that there are some.
But they're different in Hagim by Shavuos.
Right. Yom Tavuach.
5 days.
Different in Hagim. How far? You don't say Tachlin because of Tashlum for 7 days. You can technically bring the Korbanos for 7 days, whereas the other two, those Yom. Okay, now listen. One halacha. Shem halacha. Finish up the halacha. Back in the previous page, l'samech es ishtoi ayin b'shuter b'kiv ege de'achiv ha'simcha hu al ba'lo l'samcha avli bi'atzme ein alecha shum chiv d'hu mitzvah saseh she'azman gomah. A woman herself has no obligation to bring joy upon herself. The husband is the one that has the obligation. The woman is exempt because mitzvah she'azman gomah v'yayim sh'arichuvu b'shem ha'shagasari de neheges kam b'neshmi disagrees. I guess his wife told him. His wife took the credit card. She did what she wanted. What?
It's a mitzvah sasei.
It's a mitzvah sasman grama.
But for the husband, it's a mitzvah sasei.
And chanami, if the husband does say that he has an obligation to himself, but what about if the husband is stingy and he doesn't give his wife money to buy clothing and jewelry? Does the wife take the money? So he thinks not like this.
What? Herself, he's not yaitza.
If she buys, but for herself, she has her own mitzvah. She can say to the husband, you don't want to be mekayem. Okay, so everyone will do what they have to do to survive. Okay, we will take a short